thankful to the great God of heaven in whom we feel honor, love, trust, and serve. For this great privilege and opportunity, we thank you one and all for blessing us again with your presence, for the prayer, the fervent prayer by Brother Prince, the great singing by Brother Jack. We thank you one and all, and we hope and pray you've came and hope you haven't ate too much. We will be in competition with some sleepers. Amen. I want to say a few things, and you can take. And I know the time is going, but I want to just say, first of all, I hope and pray you all will help me in honoring what I call my right hand. Belle, of course, is not my right hand; she's my best hand. But Brother Carter Ross is another year old today. Ain't? Anyway, we want to thank God for him, blessing him with another year. And the other announcement I have will be coming forthcoming. Please continue to pray for another one of our committee men who is ill. That's Brother Henry Herbert. We solicit your prayers on behalf of him. There are some things that we're working on, so we will present that to you later on, if the will of the Lord be so, before this week is out. As Peter said in the long ago, Lord, it is good for us to be here. We bring you greetings from the Mosque Church of Christ, the biggest, littlest church in East Alabama and West Georgia, where everybody is indeed somebody. If you have not been to heaven, and I know you ain't because you're still here, before you go to heaven, you need to make it your number one first order of business to come by Mosque. You'll be glad that you did. We are grateful that God has blessed us to have a number of our members from the from that area, Smith Station in Phoenix City, all here this evening. We thank God for each of you. Y'all just raise your hand up real high so everybody can look and see you back there. We got to run now. We don't have time to be playing this evening, so we got to go. We always thank God for our role partner. She is the flame in my fire. She's my good thing, and God has blessed us, if the Lord permit. Well, we just went past a total of 45 together. After, as Floyd would always say, after 2 years, she finally caught me. And, hey, man, we haven't got that with Brother and Sister Prince as yet, but if the Lord be so, we're working on that. If you have your Bibles, come on and go with us to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. We're indebted to Brother John Branch and to the saints here in Northwest, to the leadership, the eldership, for hosting this great event, and we thank you one and all. Of course, we always give honor, praise, and glory to the committee for the hard work that you are doing and continue to do. I want you to know that it is my true belief. I consider this lectureship as being the greatest in the brotherhood among the churches of Christ. I've been to all of them, but I consider this to be the greatest one because we have some of the greatest pulpiteers,
yes, sir,
and great evangelists who really truly stick with the book. A super thing. What saith the scriptures? I thought Brother John was my friend, but until he called me. Take a look in God's mirror. From the theme, what saith the scripture, we want to get right into our text, run as fast as we possibly can. And as Brother Simmons said this morning, stand up, be seen, shut up, and sit down and be appreciated.
Yeah.
I will start my text in verse number 21, but I want to give you a little background. Before you can receive God's word, you got to get your mind and everything else cleaned up.
That's right.
In order for you to receive God's word, which will save your soul, because there's a problem there. You cannot receive God's word. You will not know exactly what God required of you when you look into his mirror. This is God's mirror.
Yes, sir.
God's mirror is his word. And it's the scriptures that dictates each and every one of us, each and every day that we get up and we get up out of bed, every one of us normally look a mess. You ain't got to say amen. But I know this. You do not simply get out of bed, put on a suit, amen, grab your car keys, and go out of there with one brown shoe, one black shoe, or you put on a tie, amen, put on a red suit, hello light, and go to work and look like a mess. You take time to look in that mirror to see your reflection back. Normally, you take the time to straighten out the mess. Sisters take a little bit more time in primping and getting ready. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But now, if you don't do that, maybe you know someone who does this, but most of us get up in the morning. We do take time, brothers, take time with the razor. We take time in trimming that growth of the beard, combing our hair. Amen. We give attention to certain details to make us look professional or presentable. Well, you know, that's strange to me how we spend so much time in the mirror and never take time to look in God's mirror. James teach me a valuable lesson. I tell you right now, in this lesson, I see two men. I see you and you. You and I see each other. You and I take a passing glance. But then James also says in verse number 25 that if you and I persevere or continue therein, you got to keep looking to keep your act together on the spiritual side. When we take a look at this lesson, do you and I examine ourselves against what have been taught? Each and every one of us have members. You and I ourselves. We attend services. We listen at the great sermon that have been preached. We sometimes shake the preacher's hand and say, great job, preacher. Oh, man, you got down this morning. Amen. Do you ever do that? Walk out the church building, get in your car, make your trip home, and forgot everything that you heard. You heard, but ain't no doing in your life. We do not examine ourselves, according to Paul, 2 Corinthians 13, examine ourselves to see whether or not we're in the faith, then prove our own self. Know ye not that you your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. Now's the time for you and I to take some self-inventory.
Yes.
When you look in God's word, it's time to find out where we messed up at. Yeah. Every time you look in there, we ought not to have a fuzzy feeling as if, child, amen, I look good. I really look good. Keep looking. Keep looking. Because that other you is going to see some stuff that need correcting. And the only way to correct it, you got to keep looking. When we look at our text today, let's look at our text in James chapter 1. My text began at verse number 23. Oh, have mercy. John, let me go back to verse number 21 and run down through there. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness, superfluous, obnoxiousness, and receive with meekness and grasp the word which is able to save your souls. After what James had already told most of us to shut up. Be quick, but slow. It's time for you to shut your mouth and think twice before you speak once. And that's our problem. You cannot do this when you're running off at the mouth. God's word ain't going to get in there. God's word do not mix with sin. So therefore, we got to have a cleanup time, a preparation time. Then when you lay apart all filthiness, superfluous anointings, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, what will it do, James? Save your soul. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For, here we go, if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, like unto a man beholding his face in a natural glass. Is that in all the Bibles?
Yeah.
You see that word, behold? That's a passing glance. In the morning, get out the bed, brush your teeth, hit your hair real quick, and go out the door and get out there and say, boy, did I forget to put my shoes on? It's a passing glance. And that is us on the spiritual side. Yeah, you hear it on Sunday morning. You hear it at the lectureship. It's been some preaching going on here since Sunday.
Right.
And if the Lord permits, it's going to be some preaching going on here through Thursday night. But will you only get a passing glance? Or will you stay there? The scripture says in verse 24, for he that have just behold his natural face, beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. My subtopic to this lesson is a bad case of amnesia. When we look at that definition of the word amnesia, where you want to look at it from the medical definition, it's a loss of memory, sometime included, memory of personal identity due to brain injury, shock, fatigue, or repression of illness. But I like the full definition of amnesia, because this one here shows me where church folks come in. Excuse me, let me go back and rephrase this. Where Church of Christ folks come in. This is the full definition of amnesia. Loss of memory due to brain injury, shock, fatigue, repression, or illness, a gap in one's memory, and here it comes. The selective overlooking or ignoring of events or acts that are not favorable or useful to one's purpose. It's amazing how you forget stuff on Sunday morning when you look in God's mirror. It's amazing how you know what God's word said, but you ain't going to do it. Selective amnesia. Come in here, hear all these preachers get down and preach their heart out on Sunday morning and holler amen, the loudest one, and go out the door and can't remember what John 3:16 said. But when you go on that job, you remember every little twist, bolt, and screw. Selective amnesia. And that's what James teach me and me. See, I know this don't apply to you all up here, but it teaches this to me. Whosoever, he said, looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. Yes, you got to persevere. Did not Jesus say in John 8 to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my, then are you my disciple. You shall know the truth. You can't think this. You got to know this. And the only way to know this, you got to continue and stay in it. James said, whosoever is like a man. Now, which one is you? Which one of the you shows up today? Is it the one that hear God's word, not a doer? No, you ain't intend to do nothing. Then you the one that look like is the one that just glance in the mirror. Go your way and get a bad case of amnesia because you forget exactly what you look like. Or are you the other you that whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and stay there? He, she, being not a forgetful, ain't got no case of amnesia. God's word revealed to me what I must do. Jesus said in Matthew 5, let your light so shine before me that they may see your good works, not you. Your good works. And I believe James said something else in verse 25. He said that he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the works. This man, this woman shall be blessed. If you want to get the blessings from God, you got to not only look in God's word, you got to stay in there. You got to dwell, you got to live in there. The only way for you and I to understand this here, you got to stop having a bad case of amnesia. How many of y'all forget to go get your paycheck? Isn't it amazing how we forget certain things? I was told the other night, when you don't get too many amen, you must be in somebody's house. As soon as you and I are taught God's word, we know what God's word said, but yet and still, you say you're going to do something and you just hear only, you ain't fooling nobody but yourself. James says, for anyone that is a hearer of the word and not a doer, like a man. So I just need to know what mirror you're looking in. My assigned text is to take a look in the mirror. The theme is what said the scriptures. So when I look in the mirror, if it's not the scripture, I'm looking in the wrong one. Do you forget what is needful to make yourself appear right before God? Did not Paul tell Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1 beginning, he said, preach the word.
Yeah.
Be instant in the season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own self shall they heap to themselves teachers. Teachers. Teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. When we turn from the truth, we return the favor. Thank you, sir. But then he told Timothy, but watch thou in all things. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of thy ministry. There's going to come a time when folks ain't going to want to hear nothing you got to say. But you let them know you ain't in the man-pleasing business. You ain't God-pleasing business. On the day of judgment, man is going to give an answer. Amen. How he applied God's mirror to his life. Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he, she that do it. The will of my Father which is in heaven. Some of us are going to bust heads. Excuse me. We're going to Mississippi. Drop this all while flying right here. Excuse me, Tim. Tim from Mississippi. Amen. Two things you and I must realize and recognize. The teacher, preacher, have a grave responsibility in teaching and preaching God's word. Yes, James 3 said, let there be few masters. Translation, teachers. Because you and I will be held in a stricter judgment. You need to make sure you do what God's word teach. Teach it, whether they want to do it or not, teach it. Because the flip side is this, the hearers also have a responsibility. They are to hear and do. If they don't want to do, you do your part. James says, but the one that looks into the perfect law of liberty and perseveres or stays there, being not just a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts. Yes. He, she will be blessed in their doing. Yes. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, you and I need to resolve, make up in our mind, if you do not want to do what God word say do, let it keep collecting dust. You'll get that in a little bit. Because if you're going to do what God word said do, you're going to have to get in this mirror and stay in there. If you're not going to do it, then that's all right. You got your reward too. Jesus, I'm closing now. I love what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, I believe it is, where he made the illustration about a wise and a foolish man. He made that same illustration as James do. He said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do it. Are you a doer or are you a hearer and a doer? What mirror do you look in every morning? What mirror did you look in, Mac, before you came here? Brother C said he looked in the mirror at the hotel. Amen. I did too. I straightened my tie up, and then when I got here and started coming through the door, I wondered, was it crooked or straight? Amen, because I forgot. Why? My mind was on teaching this lesson. All right. But if I look into God's mirror and forget what he told me to do, and if I die in that state, Jesus said, if you die in your sin, God bless you. Take a look in God's mirror and stay in there. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Is our hope, trust, and our prayer.